Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It seems like overnight we went from a booming economy to shutting everything down. Schools are closed. Businesses are working online to avoid contact. Social distancing is the new way to live. And in some states, they're even closing restaurants and bars. And whatever happened to March Madness? Sporting events are canceled. Stock markets and commodities take a dive. All of this happened because of a global health crisis, the coronavirus pandemic. China has been hit the hardest, Europe not far behind, and here in the United States, we're taking drastic action to slow the progress of the virus. And I'm impressed to see the serious effort that President Trump and state governors and cities are making to limit the damage to our economy and the lives of our citizens. President Trump and Congress are working together. They want to keep our economy from falling into recession. The House and Senate are passing bipartisan stimulus bills. The cost could be more than $1 trillion. And with the debt that our country already shoulders, you would think that someone might worry about piling on more debt. Well, no one's even talking about that. They're talking about food security, make sure the food chain works. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says our economy isn't in a recession now and should recover later in the year. He says we will need to support our airlines and small businesses and workers that get laid off or lose their jobs. And there's talk about giving everyone $1,000. Well, I want to point out that there is some hope. It appears that China may be starting to recover. And last Friday, China reported only 8 new cases of the virus. Kids are going back to school and workers are going back to work. China's making some regulatory changes, which will open the door for more of our beef and distillers' dried grain to be shipped to them. I'm becoming more optimistic. Hopefully, China will be able to buy that $40 billion worth of ag products from us. Yes, I said I am more optimistic, but I won't bet the farm on it. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.